hello, Ava, and welcome to our Heart Friend interview series. I'm so glad you joined us today.
Thank you, Kathleen. Nice to be here. Dear Heart Friends, my name is Eva Østebø. I was born in Stavanger in Norway the 18th of August in 1958, exactly 10 days after the Summit Lighthouse was founded. I can almost hear Almoya saying, "You must go now, they have started." I was the first child of my parents. Caused by the war, they had been engaged for 7 years before they could afford to marry and to build a home. They truly loved each other and me, and my father used to run up the stairs to see me when he had been to work. My nickname was Gulli, and Gull means gold. All other closest neighbors in my childhood were also my relatives. They were my grandparents and my grandmother's sisters and brothers. And I had 7 aunts and 7 uncles and 18 cousins, and I felt rich, loved, and safe. When I was nearly 2 years old, I got a baby brother. The first thing I said to him was that I would take good care of him. One of the closest neighbors was a farm owned by 2 uncles, and I loved to be there. There were cats and kittens, pigs and piglets, and cows and calves, and a huge black horse, and I loved them all. I also enjoyed to draw and paint and play. In the summer, we spent many, many days on the beach, and in the winter, we were skiing. When I was 8 years old, my sister was born, and we all loved her. Everyone in the family liked to hug and kiss her. So one day, after we asked her for a hug, she told me that she had no more hugs. They were all spent. School years were mostly nice. I learned quickly. Some of the subjects I liked best was about the world religions, history, and art history. Something that really interested me was to read about Egypt, about the pyramids, about Nefertari and Akhenaten, and about the old Greek culture, and especially about Acropolis. I am also very grateful that I learned English in school. You figure out why. I also was a Girl Scout, and I played the piano and the trombone in the brass band on my school. The spiritual life was not very important in most of these years. The church here in Norway, Protestant, I felt that something was missing. They had only this one prayer, to Your Father, and the songs were mostly quite sad. My mother and both of my grandmothers believed in God and in Jesus and in angels, and none of the men talked about the subject at all. I believed in God, in Jesus, and the angels, but I could not find what I was looking for in these churches. 18 years old, I moved to Bergen to go to a school for art and artisans to study graphic design. My teacher had recommended me to go there. He meant that I had special skills in drawing and painting. And I was grateful to be a student there. I was learning graphic design, drawing, painting, art history, and all kind of graphic printing techniques. I was in Bergen for 7 years, 5 years in school, and the rest as an art director assistant in an advertising company. So I went back to Stavanger, I married, and I worked full-time in advertising as an art director. A few years later, I became a mother, and I was at home for 7 years with my 2 boys, Thomas and Kim. I loved to be a mother, to sing and play and talk and read and teach them and have fun with them. At this time in my life, when I was 30 years old and both of my sons were born, my spiritual awakening is also born. I had a question, something I had always wondered about, and I went to a kinesiologist for my first time. and I saw a previous lifetime and what had happened there. It was a turning point in my life. Reincarnation was real. There was no doubt. I knew who I had been, who else had been there, and what had happened. And I was shocked. I went home to tell my mother and my husband. My mother believed it. My husband did not. I think he was frightened instead. I wanted to tell all the nearest and dearest about my experience and what they had found. I soon found out that it was not a good idea. They were absolutely not ready to hear about this, most of them. Several other things happened in the same time. One of my best friends lost a baby in her womb, and another friend also lost her newborn child. And so many questions these losses raised. And then I came in contact with the teachings of the Ascended Masters and the Summit Lighthouse. I had read books about near-death experiences and about the age of Aquarius, but this was something much more. This was a complete teaching and a mystery school. In the winter in 89, I again went to a kinesiologist. In the treatment, I go forward in time, but I have no name. The same thing happens to some of my friends. When I think about staying in Norway, I have no name. When I think about going to America, then my name is Eva. And so it is shelter time. This was a testing and trying time for me. My husband will not go. He did not like that I was in the teachings at all. But five of my friends will go. They all had the same experience as I had, going forward in time and having no name. So I pray to God to show me if I should go to Montana or not. We had all seen this Fatima movie and prophecies at this time. And I needed money for shelters and travel, and I would never leave my children. So my sister came forward, and she would lend me all the money I needed, no rents. I had a jar with coins that I had been putting money into. I brought it to the bank, and the amount was 999 kroner, and 3 coins back that they could not accept. 1 coin was from Denmark. We would have to change flight there. 1 coin come from Portugal, and I think about the Fatima prophecy, and 1 coin come from America, In God We Trust written all over. Neither my husband or I had been in any of these 3 countries at that time, nor had any ideas where these coins came from. I am sure it was El Moria helping me all the time. So we went, my 2 sons, 2 and 4 years old, and 2 friends. I was accepted as a keeper of the flame when we were in Montana. After returning home, I was going to hear my first dictation, 1 from Archangel Michael and 1 from Saint Germain. They were both shown on video on the television screen. I had been praying and decreeing before the dictation started to be shown proof that this was the truth. When the dictation with Archangel Michael started, the whole room became blue, as layers upon layers with blue light. When Mother Elizabeth Clare Prophet started the dictation from Saint Germain, something strange happened on the screen. And at the end of the dictation, Saint Germain said, "I am the Knight Commander. I am Saint Germain." And Elizabeth completely disappeared, and Saint Germain was standing there on the screen, with black hair and beard, and dressed in a blue uniform as the Knight Commander. I have loved the decrees and affirmations and songs in all these years. I just have to do my decree work. I would feel naked without. I have also been shown glimpses from many lives, some in dreams and others who wake. Sometimes I see, sometimes I feel and know. I know that El Moria is one of my gurus and that I have known him and loved him in previous lifetimes. One time, I traveled with colleges to Canterbury in England. When I came into the hotel room where I would stay, it was filled with white light and I could feel the presence of masters or angels. So I lay down on my bed and closed my eyes and prayed to be shown what this was about. And I immediately went back in time and I could see myself dressed as a nun with wooden shoes, and I could hear church bells ringing as insane, very loud and very fast. And I saw myself as this nun run to the street to hear what had happened. And people were screaming, Thomas Becket has been murdered in the cathedral. And I saw myself and one of my colleagues, who also was a nun, running to the cathedral to pray for the soul of Thomas Becket, alias Almoya. To refresh your memory, he was Archbishop in Canterbury at the time when Henrik II was king. He was killed while sitting in prayer in the church by four of the king's knights. The next day, I went to the cathedral and there was this priest or bishop, and he came forward to me and said, "You have come to see the martyrium." And he showed me where Thomas Becket had been killed and told me what had happened. Afterwards, he showed me where to light candles for world peace and a huge statue of Our Lady. I asked him if there had been nuns there at the time of Thomas Becket, and he said no, because there were monks living there. But there had been nuns coming to the cathedral as guests, but they lived outside of the church. I had to divorce my husband when my children were 8 and 10 years old. I now work as a teacher in the school, learning youth, 16 or 17 or 18 years old, teaching them graphic design, to draw and to paint, art history, and to work on the computer. This summer for 25 years. And I have been in the teaching of the Ascended Masters for 28 years. I found the Heart Center in 2015. And I so love to have a live messenger again. And I love this active, loving community and all the beautiful sisters and brothers of light. I love the broadcast and all these lovely events. And that is all on YouTube where all can find it. I also had a soul-raising session with David and it was really life-changing. And I feel so blessed and grateful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your story. So lovely and so reminiscent of so many of our stories. And right now I'm looking at you on Skype. I know that our audience is looking at your paintings. And I'm looking also at you. Behind you is a lovely painting of angels. Could you tell us a little bit more about your art and what painting means to you?
Yeah, art or painting has been to me like a language. Some things that you can't say, don't know what to say, but you can show it when you try your very best to paint it. I think that has been like a language for me.
Well, you are very talented in this language, and I thank you for sharing it with us. And also, you are a teacher, as I am a teacher, and how wonderful we can share these gifts with our students. And also, do you find that art gives your students a way to express themselves that is important?
Oh, yes. I'm quite sure about that. And it's very nice to be around these young students. They are funny and open-minded and willing to learn. And it's very, very nice to have that as an occupation. So that is really rewarding.
Well, thank you. And it's very rewarding to have you as our heart friend and know that you are there in Europe helping to hold the balance for that wonderful continent. And we are grateful that you are part of our Heart Center community. So thank you very much, Ava, for sharing today.
Thank you to you.
Bye-bye. And I hope to see you in person sometime.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kathleen.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.